All right, everybody, welcome back. It's time for another deep dive. And today we're going to be checking out this book called The Federal Mafia
Oh, this is a good one.
by Irwin Schiff. And as always,
It's a spicy one.
this is not legal advice.
Yeah.
We're just here to kind of explore the ideas,
Yeah.
get you thinking a little bit.
Yeah, always consult with an attorney
Absolutely.
before you make any big decisions.
Before you make any decisions based on what you hear today.
Right.
But this book is all about kind of the inner workings of the federal government, especially when it comes to taxes. And we're going to be looking at it from that think and act locally perspective, kind of seeing how it all ties into that whole philosophy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good fit because, Schiff is all about empowering individuals and taking back control from the feds, so.
Absolutely. And, it's interesting because right off the bat, this book starts off with a dedication to four individuals who, well, let's just say they had some pretty rough encounters with the IRS.
Yeah, their stories are pretty intense.
Yeah, not pretty.
It kind of sets the tone for the whole book. Like, this is serious stuff.
It does. It does. It kind of makes you realize that, this isn't just some abstract theoretical debate. Like, there are real-world consequences to how the federal government operates.
Right.
Absolutely. So, getting into some of the meat of the book, one of the first things that Schiff really goes after is this whole idea of voluntary compliance when it comes to income taxes. What do you make of that?
Well, it's kind of it's a clever use of language by the government, right?
Yeah.
They make it sound like you have a choice, like you're voluntarily complying with the law. But at the same time, there's this implied threat that if you don't comply, there will be consequences.
Yeah. Like, it's not really a choice at all, is it?
Right. It's like, hey, you can choose to pay your taxes or you can choose to go to jail. Not much of a choice there.
Exactly. And Schiff even uses this example from an IRS training manual. It's figure 1 to 3 in the book. And it seems to present paying taxes as optional. If you read between the lines, it's pretty clear that it's not really optional at all.
Yeah, it's kind of like that fine print that nobody reads.
Yeah.
But it's really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when you think about this whole voluntary compliance thing, what's the takeaway for the average person? Like, what should they be thinking about?
Well, I think it's really about understanding the power of language and how the government uses it to influence our behavior.
Yeah.
We tend to take these phrases at face value, but sometimes we need to dig a little deeper and question what they really mean.
Right.
And in this case, I think it's pretty clear that voluntary compliance is more of a clever marketing tactic than a genuine reflection of our rights.
Interesting. Now, Schiff doesn't stop there, though. He goes on to argue that the income tax, as it's currently implemented, actually violates the Constitution. I mean, that's a pretty bold claim.
Yeah, he's not afraid to make waves.
No, he's not.
But he backs it up with some pretty compelling arguments.
He does. And he really focuses on the Fourth and Fifth Amendments, especially this whole idea of due process.
Right. He argues that the IRS often disregards due process when it comes to things like seizing assets or garnishing wages.
So basically, you're saying they can just take your stuff without even giving you a fair chance to defend yourself.
Well, according to Schiff, that's exactly what's happening in a lot of cases. He believes that the government has to follow a specific legal process before they can take away your property or your freedom. And he argues that the IRS often skips those steps.
Wow, that's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, it makes you think twice about, just how much power the government really has over our lives.
And here's where Schiff really drops a bombshell. He claims that the Internal Revenue Code, that massive document that supposedly outlines all of our tax obligations,
Oh, yeah.
he says it doesn't actually establish a legal liability to pay income taxes.
Now, this is where things get really interesting.
I know, right? Like, what does that even mean?
Well, Schiff argues that certain sections of the code, like 6001, 6011, and 7408, they only apply to specific types of taxes, not the income tax as a whole. So he's basically saying there's this loophole, this legal gray area, where the government hasn't actually established a clear obligation for us to pay income tax.
Okay, I gotta be honest, my head is spinning a little bit right now.
I know, it's a lot to take in.
But it's also kind of exciting in a way, right?
Yeah, it's definitely thought-provoking.
Like, if Schiff is right, what does this mean for us? What does this mean for the whole system?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? Whether these arguments would hold up in court is a different story. But Schiff's point is to encourage us to think critically about the legal basis of the income tax
Yeah.
and to challenge the government's authority when it oversteps its bounds.
So it's all about empowering ourselves, taking back control, which ties in perfectly with the think and act locally
Yeah.
philosophy, right?
Exactly. If we don't trust the feds to play by the rules, maybe it's time to start taking matters into our own hands at the local level.
And Schiff actually gives some practical advice on how to do that, like how to avoid IRS audits, handle summonses, and even stop income tax withholding.
Yeah, he's all about practical solutions. He wants people to take action to stand up for their rights.
And he's not afraid to share his own experiences either. He's had his own battles with the IRS, and let me tell you, those stories are wild. He even talks about the time the IRS illegally seized funds from his publisher, Simon and Schuster.
Oh, yeah, that was a crazy story.
It really shows you the lengths they'll go to. So, what do you think? Have you ever felt like the federal government was overstepping its bounds?
I think it's a question we should all be asking ourselves.
Absolutely. And if you're ready to start thinking and acting locally to take back your liberty, well, this book might just be the roadmap you've been looking for.
It's definitely a good starting point for those conversations.
So stay tuned, folks. We're just getting started. We've got a lot more ground to cover in our deep dive into the federal mafia. And trust me, you won't want to miss a single juicy detail.
It's gonna be a wild ride.
Buckle up.
One of the things Schiff really emphasizes is how the founding fathers viewed taxes, way back when.
Yeah, were they like anti-tax crusaders or what?
Well, they were definitely concerned about the potential for abuse,
Yeah.
especially when it came to direct taxes on individuals.
Right.
They saw that as a real threat to liberty, and they put specific limits on it in the Constitution.
So where does the income tax fit into all of this?
Well, that's what Schiff really digs into.
Yeah.
He argues that the way the income tax is currently implemented, it kind of blurs the lines between direct and indirect taxes,
Okay.
and it ends up violating those constitutional limitations that the founding fathers were so careful about.
So basically, he's saying the income tax is like unconstitutional.
In a nutshell,
Yeah.
yeah, that's one of his main arguments.
Wow. And he even compares the Fourth Amendment's protection against unreasonable searches to the IRS seizing your bank account or garnishing your wages.
Yeah, it's pretty
It's like,
widespread.
hold on a minute, shouldn't there be a warrant or something before the government can just grab my cash?
That's exactly what Schiff is saying. He argues that the IRS often operates outside the bounds of due process, especially when it comes to seizing assets.
Interesting.
He believes the Fifth Amendment's due process clause should apply in those situations, but it's often ignored.
So it's not just about taxes, it's about basic fairness and protecting our rights.
Absolutely.
And speaking of the Fifth Amendment, Schiff also brings up this whole issue of self-incrimination
Oh, yeah.
and how it relates to filing income tax returns.
Right, because you're basically handing over all your financial secrets to the government when you file those forms.
Exactly what's to stop them from using that information against you, even if you haven't done anything wrong.
That's a key point that Schiff raises. He argues that the very act of filing a tax return could be seen as self-incrimination because you're providing evidence that the government could potentially use to prosecute you.
Wow, so they're basically forcing us to incriminate ourselves.
Well, that's how Schiff sees it.
That's crazy.
He even points to specific sections of the Internal Revenue Code, like Section 6103, which allows the government to share your tax information with other agencies.
So not only are they potentially forcing us to incriminate ourselves, but they're sharing that information with everyone else too.
It's definitely something to think about.
Sounds a little bit Orwellian, doesn't it?
Yeah, it raises some serious concerns about privacy and government overreach.
I mean, where does it end?
That's a good question.
You know, it's like they have access to all our financial data and who knows what else.
The slippery slope.
Yeah, it is. It really makes you question the whole system.
Absolutely.
Now, I know we've been talking a lot about the problems with the income tax, but Schiff doesn't just leave us hanging.
Right, he's not just a complainer, he's actually got some solutions.
Yeah, he does. He actually proposes some alternative ways to fund the government, like this idea of a modified income tax.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
So what's that all about?
Well, instead of taxing everyone's income, Schiff suggests that we only tax income that's derived from government activities.
So like if you work for the government or you get money from government contracts,
Yeah.
you'd be taxed.
Exactly. Everyone else would be exempt.
That's a pretty radical idea.
It is, but it makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. It's like saying, hey, government, if you want our money, you got to earn it.
Right.
I bet that would make those bureaucrats think twice before spending our hard-earned cash.
Schiff argues that this system would incentivize the government to be more efficient and accountable.
Because they'd have a smaller pool of people to tax.
Exactly.
Interesting. So it's not just about reducing taxes. It's about changing the whole incentive structure.
Exactly. It's about making the government more responsive to the people.
I like that idea.
It all ties back into that think and act locally philosophy.
Absolutely. It's about empowering ourselves and our communities to become more independent and less reliant on the federal government.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, speaking of self-sufficiency, Schiff doesn't shy away from tackling one of the biggest elephants in the room, the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other can of worms.
He really goes after them in the book.
Yeah.
It's like watching a verbal smackdown between a wrestler and a banker.
He doesn't hold back.
No, he doesn't. So what's his beef with the Fed?
Well, Schiff sees the Federal Reserve as the root of many of America's economic problems.
Mm.
He argues that it manipulates the money supply, devalues the dollar, and fuels inflation.
So he's basically saying the Fed is making us all poorer.
In a sense, yeah, he believes that the Federal Reserve operates with way too much power and not enough accountability.
And how does that tie into our everyday lives?
Well, Schiff argues that the Fed's actions have a direct impact on everything, from the prices we pay at the store to the value of our savings.
So basically, the Fed is controlling our lives without us even realizing it.
That's what Schiff is suggesting.
It's kind of scary when you think about it.
It is. It really makes you question who's really in control here.
Are we making decisions about our own financial future, or is it all being dictated by some shadowy group of central bankers?
That's the million-dollar question.
And Schiff definitely makes you think twice about the whole system.
Absolutely.
So what are your thoughts? Have you ever felt like the federal government was overstepping its bounds?
I think it's a question we all need to ask ourselves.
Absolutely. And if you're ready to start thinking and acting locally to take back your liberty, well, this book might just be the wake-up call you've been waiting for.
It's definitely a good starting point for those conversations.
You know, one thing that really stuck with me from the Federal Mafia is how it's not just about taxes. It's about this bigger idea. You know,
like where does the power lie?
Exactly. Centralized power versus individual liberty. Schiff sees the income tax as kind of a symptom of a much larger problem, this ever-expanding reach of the federal government into our lives. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. He argues that this whole trend towards centralization, it's really undermined our freedoms and, you know, weakened those local communities.
And that's where his think and act locally philosophy really shines, right? It's about shifting our focus away from that big impersonal federal machine and getting back to like building stronger, more self-reliant communities at a local level.
It is. He talks about all that stuff. The importance of local governance, supporting those small businesses, and fostering, you know, that spirit of community self-help.
I love that. It's so empowering.
It is, isn't it?
It's not about waiting for some politician in Washington to save us. It's about taking matters into our own hands.
Absolutely. Making a difference right here, right now.
Exactly. And that's what makes the Federal Mafia so inspiring, you know? It's not just, like, complaining about this system. It's a call to action. Schiff really wants us to wake up, get informed, and start building a better future.
It is a very proactive book.
For ourselves and our communities.
For sure. And he reminds us, you know, we actually have the power to hold our elected officials accountable, you know, challenge those unjust laws.
Right.
And to really create a more just and equitable society. It's about taking back our freedom and our liberty one local action at a time.
So well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Federal Mafia, let's leave our listeners with maybe a final thought-provoking question. If we really embrace this think and act locally philosophy, what would that look like? What are some concrete steps we could take in our own communities to promote individual liberty?
Oh, that's a great one to ponder.
I know, right? And maybe, how can we limit the power of the federal government?
That's something to really chew on, folks.
Absolutely. Get out there, start those conversations. Let's build a brighter future, one local action at a time.
Until next time, everyone, keep on thinking and keep on acting locally.
See you then.